Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome to the place where we run it. Place really haunted by number 58. This DC the great, and we flaunt it. Hate and we shun it. No competition, the opposition fake. I don't think they really want it. Loud is the recipe. Loud to come next to me, no doubt. Now we are proud that we get to see KC Chiefs come and break these geeks. Make them taste these cleats. Welcome to the
Red Kingdom.
That's right.
Hello.
Okay. Got some new sound equipment, so bear with us early this morning, but we are back, ready to go. It is a Victory Tuesday. A lot of people winning today. Not just you as fans, not just the team, but Bob and Mac, because they get down and dirty on Tuesdays, and there's no way you're going to hide our joy today.
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt about it.
I wish. They got a concert tonight down at T-Mobile Center, a country and western concert tonight, so I don't know that I'm getting lucky tonight.
You got to hit that matinee session.
That's what I'm telling you.
At 3:30.
I wish, though. She doesn't get home from work till 4 o'clock today. So,
you know what they say, early bird gets the worm.
Always, yes. Early bird special, you know. You get the force feed yourself a steak to save $5. It's worth it, Dusty.
That's right. Fun night at Arrowhead last night.
Yeah, good
Chiefs.
Time.
Victorious, I believe, 24-7, final score as they continue to keep moving on. A lot to dive into today. Not sure how much time you put focus into this game last night, because we all know what is the inevitable, and that is the regular season has now begun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to look at the schedule to realize that. Just know what's coming up. It's Buffalo, it's bye week, it's Denver, it's Indianapolis, it's Dallas, and then that's after that. You're into December.
Yep.
That's how quick this schedule is going to move along. Those are your next 5 weeks of the schedule. But last night, we will get to talk about that, because it was fun to watch that once again. And the one thing, again, I take from this game is that when you look at games and you look at teams, you can't say all the time, who do they play? Yes, you can keep a humble sword when you say that wasn't Jaden Daniels. That was Marcus Mariota. Laremy Tunsil's out. Teams are beat up throughout the season. Again, I stay with that humble sort of presence. But again, you look at point differential. That's what we do with the Colts, right? We talk about the Colts and how they beat up on bad teams, but they beat the snot out of those bad teams. Last night, the Chiefs win. The defense has now held opposing teams in the last 10 quarters to 14 points. The Chiefs have outscored their opponents in the last three games, 89-24. Quick math, that's a 65-point differential. It's a hell of a way to gear up for what the season is about to begin.
Well, yeah, and we see it now. We're halfway through the season. We're sitting at 5-3, and I remember when this team was sitting at 0-2, and people were complaining and bitching and moaning about where this organization was, and that's why you don't make these
28
decisions. 28-7, yeah. And it could have been more, quite honestly,
sure.
Dusty. I think for the second game in a row, Andy Reid kind of called off the dogs, you know, in that game. They could have had more points in the second half, because they were rolling along, man. It was just a move down the field, score a touchdown, second half. I mean, it was almost reminiscent of what what we saw kind of in the first half of that Raiders game, you know, last Sunday out at Arrowhead Stadium. And so the Chiefs, you know, a little slow start in the first half, no question about that. They, you know, the Patrick Mahomes talking about the energy level being kind of low, and, you know, playing up to the level of your team happens in the NFL. It's a thing that, you know, people, you know, it's human nature to kind of miscalculate, as Jimmy Buffett once said, and you look at what's going on out there and you see Washington and you know Buffalo's coming up, and it's, you know, it's human nature. You go out there and you get a little sluggish, but they turned it on in the second half. And after that first quarter, the Washington Commodes had the ball for just 15 more minutes the rest of the way. They did dominate that first quarter, a methodical drive down the field, and ended with that Dana interception. And then you had the other drive that they were moving, and it ended on a fourth down play and whatnot. So Washington was able to move the ball a little bit in the first quarter of that game. But man, after that, that defense did what they always do. They dig in and they stop the opposition. And it's a bend but don't break defense. And we saw it in action again last night. So this defense is playing great. The offense has definitely got their swagger back, guys. Now, this is four straight games now. What am I looking at? One, two, three, five straight games now where this team has scored 28 or more points. That's second all-time in Chiefs history. Seven is the record that they set back in like 2018, 2019. So this offense right now, for everybody who wants to have complaints, if they do or say anything about the offense, it is now trending to be the best offense of the Patrick Mahomes era. Five straight games of 28 or more points for this team. That is a wild stat right now in the NFL. That means you are putting in some damn work on offense, man.
No doubt about it. And you look at the numbers from last night. Travis Kelce has 6 for 99. Rashee Rice has 9 for 93. Xavier Worthy, 6 for 53. Juju, 2 for 29. That's big because we'll bring that up later because of money reasons. But I think another thing that kind of sticks out is we talk about it all the time. They're doing the everybody's going to eat the EGE. Again, they are, but there's one person that gets first, seconds, and thirds and gets their plate first, and that's Rashee Rice. He's been into two games so far this year. And now has, I believe, 19 targets, and he has 16 catches. 7 last week, 9 this week, 10 targets last week, 9 targets this week. Was 9 targets, 9 catches in that game. It's really nice to see him getting back and getting that locomotive kind of getting up to speed, because you're really going to need him coming up. Because I think last night's game, yes, the defense was great, but I think there's obviously, I brought this up to you guys, I think a little bit, where it's so good, you can nitpick and bitch about the little things that frustrate you.
Because
I think there was maybe at least two sacks on the table in the first half. They didn't get to Mariota. There was a play where I think Tranquil bit inside, and I think it was either McNichols or somebody on the outside got wide open down the field on a big play. And it was, damn, okay, can't do that. But then you look at the board, and you're like, 7 points.
Yeah.
And I think the first half was maybe the Chiefs, like, C effort, right? The Travis Kelce tip pass. Mahomes throws a pass down the sideline to Hollywood. Throws a little bit too inside. The guy makes
Mahomes, after the game, goes, I put that right where I wanted to. I was like, that was a hell of an interception again, man. I mean, that was a crazy-ass interception.
And so that happened. And then, you know, I think that was kind of one of those things where it was like, hey, you know, halftime is one of those, hey, guys, you know, pick it up a little bit. Let's go out there and be the team we need to be. And then just pitched a shutout in the second half. Mahomes was that guy, the MVP of the league that we continue to keep watching week in and week out, that is Mahomes in that second half. So that was good to see. And, you know, when you have these things happen, it's like I was telling Mac, it's like the guy that has the Lambo, right? He's like, yeah, but every time I get to like 85, there's like this whistling noise. Like, oh, Gary, must be nice to have that whistling noise in your multiple $100,000 car.
Right.
But that's what you have with the Chiefs defense. You have this luxury item that when little things don't go right, like if that was Dallas defense in the first half, they'd be going, holy smokes, whatever this defensive coordinator figured out, keep doing
he's
it.
He's got it, right.
Whereas the Chiefs, you're like, damn, man. Like they kept getting up yards, little by little by little. They can't stop. And then turning the ball over didn't help, but held them on every single fourth down. It seemed like, you know, they were going for it. They knew what they had to do.
Yeah,
they
Washington 0 for 2 on fourth down in that game yesterday. It's big. Defense has changed now, and we'll get into it as we start the, you know, to get into the show today. But, I mean, you look at what teams are doing right now. Everybody's going for it on fourth down. It's harder to play defense today than it was even last week in the NFL or 2 weeks ago in the NFL, because teams are basically saying, you know what, the punter, screw you, you're done. We're not going to utilize you anymore. We're going for it on fourth downs. And Dan Quinn even said that when, you know, he was interviewed, I think it was after the first quarter, they interviewed Dan Quinn. He goes, hey, we got to be aggressive out here. And he even said this after the game. Going into the game, we were going to be bolder on fourth down. This is a game where you live on the edge. If you're going to come here and get a win, it's not going to be with a bunch of field goals. And so he's absolutely right about that. And so they were going for it on fourth down, which changes the game plan up. Maybe it keeps a defense on the field a little bit longer. Two more plays, obviously. They didn't convert either of them, but they're still, the defense is still back out there on the field. But every Chiefs game, like this now, guys, is the script. The defense will struggle on the first drive of the game. People will get pissed off that the defense isn't playing good, and then they'll end up pitching a shutout the rest of the way, and the team won't reach, you know, the other side of the midfield mark. But that's the way they are. I think Steve Spagnuolo, we can all, you know, attest right now, he likes to let this, you know, this offense of the opposition kind of do their things. He knows they're coming in with 15 scripted plays. Let them run their 15 scripted plays. We'll figure things out as we continue out throughout the course of the game. And once these teams run out of their script, and we've seen this now every week, teams are deers in headlights right now when the script runs out. I mean, you saw it last night. How much better was Marcus Mariota on the first 15 plays of that game than he was the rest of the way? It's night and day difference when the script runs out. And so I think Spags is just toying with people that, all right, you go run your script, and then we'll put our foot in the ground, and for the final three quarters, you won't pass midfield. And that's what this team does. The offense gets started up a little bit. I wish they would have scored some more points early. I think everybody would have been, you know, a little bit more relaxed had they were able to convert on that interception early on or score a field goal early on off the, you know, the fourth down stop and whatnot. It changes the kind of the flow of the game. But defensively, they're playing awesome right now. Offensively, they're playing awesome right now, and they're just toying with people at this point in time, and it is so much fun to watch. All right, fine, we'll give you a little success here. Boom, shut the door. You're not doing anything the rest of the way. It's great.
And I thought Washington did give Buffalo a little bit of a script with last night's game, because they ran a lot of misdirection that they mentioned in postgame. I think it was Bolton that mentioned it at the podium, and he was saying that at the beginning of the game, while there were mishaps, is because they were running the misdirection and they were trying to figure out, because once they started to figure out what his move was, Mariota wasn't going anywhere left. He tried to go left. He was going left early in the game, and they just weren't allowing him to, they weren't stopping him from doing that. And you know what the guy's going to do next week.
Yeah.
You know Josh Allen's going to run misdirection with Cook until we're blue in the face. Hopefully you can stop that early. But again, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. And the last time this offense was electric, you'd say it was 21. Is that the year?
22
probably, yeah.
Okay, that was an MVP year. Last night, Mahomes, three touchdowns and 250 or more yards, four of the last five games.
Yeah.
That's the first time he's done that since 2021. And that to me was when that offense was really kind of, you know, keen on, hey, we're just going to go out there and we're going to play our game and make people play catch up while we also have a solid defense. But yeah, last night, you know,
it's shades of the old days, guys.
The way they readjusted in the second half and realizing, like, hey, yes, this Washington team can beat you. They're hanging around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7-7. Yes, a miraculous catch by McLaurin in the end zone.
That was unbelievable, man. That guy, I forgot how good he was.
He's so good. Two great catches.
The toe tapping stuff by him is just.
And then down the sideline, he had a.
That's what I'm saying. That was, I mean, come on.
And, you know, you readjust, you put pressure, you do what you're supposed to do, see what they did in the first half. Don't allow them to do that in the second half. You come away with a victory 28-7. Kansas City Chiefs are victorious.
Mm-hmm. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.